From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Kenya's Election Commission has said that 6.5 million people, or one-third of registered voters, went to the poll in the rerun presidential election, despite the opposition's call for a boycott. Officials say the voting is expected to resume on Saturday in some locations because several polling places were unable to open due to security concerns. The voting was marred by protests, and at least 2 people were shot dead during clashes between police and protesters. Fred Mutuku lives in Nairobi. He says that we are fed up with politics. We want life to continue as normal. Incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta is making his second attempt at re-election. This after the Supreme Court nullified his victory in the August 8th poll, citing irregularities and illegalities in the transmission of results. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited South Korea Friday, meeting with top defense officials and American military commanders. He repeated the Trump administration's push for a diplomatic solution to the North Korea problem.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mattis has also said that the U.S. is prepared to take military action if the North does not halt its development of missiles that could strike the United States. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, has been disqualified from Parliament because he held dual citizenship at the time of the last election. Australia's constitution bans citizens or foreign powers, subjects of foreign powers, from sitting in Parliament. This is VOA News.